possible, can we get everybody to kind of squeeze in towards the front? Don't be scared, everybody. Ain't no mandates no more. Get right close.
This is how I fight my battles.
She used to love singing that part. My victory's in Jesus' name. My victory's in Jesus' name. My victory's in Jesus' name. Wind on that. My victory's in Jesus' name. My victory's in Jesus' name.
Fire, fall down, fire. give him praise, church. Give him praise. We could have been 100 other places doing 100 other things. But when you entered in tonight, you brought him with you. There is no barrier. There is no barrier. The veil is torn. We are here with him, and he is here with us, in us, and with us. And he deserves our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give him praise. Give him praise across his house. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. He works every day. He works every day. We see him working through our lives every day. Oh, glorious Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Wow. So, I met this gentleman in November last year. I thought he was a gentleman. Yankee. But he's just pure redneck. I'll just tell you. He really is. And Matt, on the floor, down here. He wants to get close to you tonight. He wants to get in your business, I'm sure. But instantly, he pricked my heart. They won't see you on live stream if you get down. Come back up. Come back up. Come back up. I'm just trying to satisfy him. No other instructions. Hallelujah. But we clicked. We clicked. I didn't realize I had traveled by his church probably 50 or 60 times, but never had found him until I got in West Africa. And I want to tell you just a tiny, tiny bit of what I found. I call him Doc Adams. And you did bring me an autographed picture of Miss Kitty, right? You forgot. Can't. Anyway. Some people are not as old as we are. I found you get what you see in him. And I can promise you that he is worth the price of the admission tonight. So what you paid to get in, I promise you, you'll get your money's worth. But he's like opening up this little box, and the candy-coated popcorn and a few little straggly peanuts are worth what you paid. But deep down inside, he's really a Cracker Jack. There's a prize inside. And if you come expectant tonight, you'll tap into that prize. He's got a special anointing. I love to watch him minister. I've seen, I don't know how many people healed in his meetings. I've seen people saved. I've seen him touch some of the deepest wounds in people's lives and bring healing. I ministered to people that he called out one night. And I'm not going to get into the details, but I did not have an interpreter. And I couldn't speak French. But I ministered in that anointing, and they got healed without an interpreter. And I promise you, there's a surprise. Let's all stand and welcome this man. With a good old North Carolina, we love you as he comes. Dr. Brian Adams.
Love you, brother. Love you first. Let's give the Lord Jesus a great big praise offering because it's all about him. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. Next, I want to give honor to the pastor and the first lady, if you would, put your hands together for all the great things you do. Thank you, sir, for your service to the body of Christ. Ma'am, to you. Real quickly, I want to do a commercial, and then the commercial break will be over, okay? So if by any means in my preaching tonight you get offended at something I say, you can buy my book, The Power of Forgiveness, and you too can have the power to forgive me like people all over the world. Okay, I come prepared because the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. But after a 40-day fast, no food, water only, the Lord gave me a revelation on forgiveness that got our ministry on Sid Roth and a bunch of other television programs. We saw healing go from 30% to over 80% in the prayer line by this revelation. So it's not just a book on forgiveness, it's a healing manual. And if you're in ministry or you like to minister to people, I highly recommend you get it. If you don't like to read, then there's the 4-CD package that were actually the package that were offered on Sid Roth that I carry these with me too. So, and I got a couple other books back out there, or CDs and DVDs. All proceeds from my book table go to feed hungry women and children. Mine. My wife and kids. So, just want to make that clear. It's not for something overseas or anything else, just clear up in Ohio, that's it. My wife, three daughters, seven granddaughters, have a severe addiction. It's called shopping. So I have to have the gift of faith. Amen. Say, commercial's over. Commercial's over. It's an honor to be here. I'm celebrating this summer 38 years drug and alcohol free by the power of the Spirit of God. Wow, man. My testimony goes from drug dealer to cop to preacher. Not all at the same time. I wasn't a drug dealing cop that preached, okay? I'm sure there's probably some of them out there. But there was time in between. But I was born at a very early age. Some of you will get that. You'll be driving home. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, excuse me, real quickly. In case we have any Spanish-speaking people, I have the book in Spanish, El Poder de Perdón. It's out there, too. We actually got it in Farsi, which is Iranian. We have it in Urdu, which is Pakistan. We have it in Afrikaans for South African. We just got it translated into Portuguese, so we're excited about that. But born at an early age, I was born with a birth defect. My stomach area wasn't closed. All my organs were on the outside. They documented only three of these in the United States at the time. And the guy that had done the other three just happened to be giving a lecture on the fifth floor of the hospital where I was. Was that convenient? So he came down, massaged all my stuff back in, and I got a man-made belly button, and no, I'm not going to show you, so don't ask, okay? But for three payments of 30, no, I'm saying. So some stuff is supposed to be over here. I think it's over here. It could be messed up. But as a child, I was sexually abused, verbally abused. I had a wicked stepfather to beat me with 2x4s. But guess what? That's not my identity. My mess became my message. My message is now my money. Come on, somebody. You can't beat that. Many people have been done wrong. And you'll spend your whole life walking in bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. But I'm here today to tell you that you shouldn't be a recovering anything. You need to become a born-again person who is a brand new creation. All things of past become dead and gone. I don't have no anger or bitterness to those people that did the things that they did. I've, through the power of the Holy Ghost, have learned to forgive them. But the devil, I think, and you correct me, sir, you're the leader here, but somehow I think the enemy knows when you're called even before you know when you're called. Because there's an assignment that comes against you. I'm the baby of the family. I had a sister who was 14 months older than me. She would end up babysitting me. And she had been beat up and hurt really bad. Now, there's almost a law of the universe that says hurt people, abuse people, abuse people. But before you get all bummed out, I want to tell you, healed people, heal people. Come on. You bring yourself to obedience, you can bring others to obedience and bring healing to them. But my sister had been hurt very bad. So the only way hurt people can begin to lower the pressure and the pain in them is to belittle or to speak negatively to other people. So she would, every day when she would babysit me after we got home from school, you're nothing, you're nobody, you'll never be anything, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never be married, you'll never have children, you won't be successful, you are just a failure, you are ugly, you come from a terrible seed. My biological father, which I never met but didn't see a picture until I was 55 years old, and she said, you come from a terrible seed. So I thought, if I come from a terrible seed, then I must be a terrible person. I wasn't smart enough to think, hey, wait a minute, he's your dad too. I could have slapped that back on him, but I was like, whoa. And so the enemy was trying to program me for failure. And they're like, you'll never do good in school, you never do anything. So one day I'm standing in the alley, and I've just been beat real bad by 2x4s in the coal shed by my stepdad. And I just thought everybody lived that way. And I heard these kids laughing in the alley, and I thought, how can anybody laugh? Life is not good. Then I smelt this weird smell, and I got closer to the alley and saw they were smoking something. I don't think I need to explain to anybody what that was. And so I ended up starting to get high to escape reality. But let me share something with you. When you escape reality by drugs, alcohol, sex, any means, but by the Spirit of God, you cannot enter into the kingdom or partake of the benefits of the kingdom of heaven. But you can escape reality that's bad through the Spirit of God by faith, come into His presence, and in His presence is the fullness of joy. So if you don't have joy in your life, maybe you haven't been abiding in His presence. Amen? So I started out just escaping reality. Then that wasn't enough. Then we tried acid. Then we were doing pills, Quaaludes. We were snorting animal tranquilizers. We just started doing everything. Jack Daniels, all the things. Life was just bad. And so I had a goal in life. I was going to become this famous drug dealer and a womanizer, because we'd get the drugs, get the money. But I had no administration, so I did almost all the drugs, was always in debt. Things just weren't working out good. But I had this goal of who I was going to be and what I was going to be. But I had one problem, and that one problem was I had a praying mother. It was a conspiracy. Come on, somebody. She was in this little country town called Wellston, Ohio, and unbeknownst to me, she would be on her knees praying. Eventually, things became so bad, I joined the Marine Corps to try to straighten up. Praise God, it was a miracle. I got out honorably discharged. They weren't doing drug tests just before I got out, they started. But I got out with an honorable, praise God for that. But so I started saying, I'm going to drug deal. Lived down in Florida, almost got killed in a bad drug deal. Headed home, unannounced. And my nice denominational mother, when I walked into the house to surprise Mama that her baby was home, they were sitting cross-legged on the floor, holding hands, chanting. I'm like, oh my gosh, my mother's got into witchcraft. And if Mama's not a Christian anymore, what chance do I have? The whole world's going to hell. This is terrible. So I ran out the door and got in my car, drove in town, because this is way before cell phones. I called my brother in Columbus. I said, Mama's a witch. I heard them chanting. He starts laughing. He goes, no, brother. Since you left, she got filled with the Holy Ghost. She's a tongue talker now. I didn't know nothing about that stuff. That was just weird. Because it is written, the natural mind of man or woman cannot understand the things of God. That's why he says you've got to become like a little child. You're not a man that you should lie, Lord. If you tell me I got to do something, I just need to do it. You're not a man that you should lie, I need to trust you. If I ask you for something good, you'll only give me good things. What's really hard, though, it's invisible. He's invisible. But Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. And God wants you to allow yourself to become born again, a new creation, all your sins to be forgiven. And then you allow yourself to be discipled and trained so that you can become the visible image to someone else who doesn't understand the supernatural things of God. You may be, your presentation, the way you act and behave as school kids or adults or anyone else, may be the only pages of a Bible that some people may ever read. I was doing a conference a while back, 3 days in a motel, and I'd come downstairs, and you can tell I'm a very hyperactive person. I'm always happy. And I come down to the motel, I'm like, yo, what's up? And I don't pay attention. I got gray hair. I'm still young inside. I'm only 38. Come on, somebody. That's my spiritual age. I became born again, and I'm like, that old guy's dead. And so a guy jumped in the elevator. He was very mad. He looked at me. He goes, why are you so happy? I've been watching you for 3 days. And I'm like, thank you for asking, man. That's so cool. I said, because I'm not going to hell. The doors opened. He took off running, and he hollered, you're one of them. And I said, and you're one of them. I could only escape reality. I was drug addicted. I had to sell to provide for my drugs. I don't have time to tell all the story. I wish I did, because it would really minister, I believe, to a lot of people. But I got out of the Marine Corps. I moved up to Columbus, Ohio. I was a functioning drug addict. I held a job, and so do all the people there. I came on one night. I'm tripping on acid. I'm drunk on Jack Daniels. I'm a mess, and I didn't have no air conditioning. It was very hot in my apartment. I was single, and my wife always says, tell them you never knew me when you were a drug addict. I don't want them to think I was a druggie. I met her in church, and I'll tell that part later. But I wasn't saved, and I came home. I laid down, fell on my couch there, and I had my camouflage poncho liner from the Marine Corps, and I'm laying there, and my eyes are shut, and the head's spinning. I'm a mess. I'm paranoid schizophrenic, multiple voices in my head. Demons were always in me. I know now. I didn't know back then. And all of a sudden, the room went instantly cold to where you could blow your breath and see it. Now, it's in the middle of summer. There's no air conditioning. There's no reason for it to be cold. And have you ever felt a wicked, evil presence and the hair on your neck would stand up? This demonic presence was so strong, my armpit hair stood up. My arms were like this. It was like, and I somehow knew without knowing this demon had come to kill me and to take my soul to hell, where I deserved to go. Being the Marine, honorably discharged, and the man, the macho man that I was, this demon had come to kill me. I pulled the blankets over my head. What a man, right? All I could think is, you can't swing on a devil, can you? And it started pulling the blankets off of me, and I don't even know why it did that, because it could have just reached through them. And all of a sudden, something inside me, I screamed, Jesus! And the demonic presence left. The cold air was gone. It was hot again. I was sweating profusely. And I stood up and stuck my chest out. That's right. I said, go, man. You know, I was back to macho, buddy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're biblically sound in the Bible, you should know that if you're not born again, you can't tell a devil to go. I found out a couple years later, the Holy Spirit had woke my mother up over 100 miles away that same moment, and she's like, get away from my boy. Woo-hoo, praise God for praying mamas. But I thought he'd left because I said so. I was infatuated with Jesus. I wasn't saved, just infatuated. So I would roll my joints, lace them with coke, sit there, smoke them, play my guitar. Jesus is just all right with me. And I'd pray over my drug deals and make my little coke backs, and I'd pray over them. God, let them know. I want them to know you too. And my brother had a similar experience. So we would sit together and write songs about Jesus and get stoned and party. And one day he calls me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, come over, dude, bring your stash. And he had real long hair and a beard. He looked like that Cheech and Chong guy. And he's like, I got over there, and he's all coked out. He's, dude, I was watching Copeland and Jesse Duplantis. And they said, I said, who the heck is that? He said, some TV preachers. But they said if we tithe on our business, that God will bless our business. And he had a big pickle jar cleaned down stuff. So we started taking 10% of our drug money and putting in the jar to help the poor people in the neighborhood. I felt like Robin Hood, dude. We were probably the only tithing drug dealers in Columbus, Ohio. Come on, somebody. Now, you're laughing at me, but I got a question to ask you. God had to catch me stoned to get in my wallet. What's he got to do to get in yours? My mother and my two sisters, they decided baby brother was going to get saved. So every Tuesday they'd get together and they would fast and they would pray. Then they started driving up to my apartment in Columbus where I'm at work. They would break into my apartment. My mother would lay in my bed and pray in tongues for an hour trying to make my bed a prayer cloth. So prayer cloths and my jeans and my socks and my underwear. I'm like, why is these jeans itchy? They don't fit like they used to. And they would put oil on the doorways. And I'd come in. I'm like, why is oil dripping? I call the landlord. He goes, dude, I don't know, but you got oil. I don't know where it's coming from. I went up in the attic. They went so far as to buy big water pistols, fill them with Crisco oil, and do drive-by shootings on my car and the apartment. And they'd drive by and be praying in tongues, claiming, you'll be saved. Little did they know that one day I'd be their pastor. They were determined. I told my friend at work, I said, somebody's breaking in my house because the door's been ajar a little bit. And he said, well, you need to call the cops. I said, no, because I got drugs stashed there so many times. And I said, besides that, whoever's breaking in my house, they're doing the dishes, leaving groceries in the refrigerator, and they're tidying up. OCD thief or something, I don't know. Again, this is way before cell phones. I'm using the restroom. Nothing to do, no phone to watch the videos. And there's a little track stuck in the towel thing. And I'm like, what's this? And I started reading it, and the scripture I read said, if you escape reality by drug, sex, alcohol, or by any means but by the Spirit of God, you cannot enter the kingdom. And it came off that track and it went inside me. And all of a sudden I became convicted. And I knew that Jesus wasn't my God. The drugs was. So I threw away my Bible and all the songs I'd written down on paper, and I started drinking more, started smoking more. Wouldn't go with my brother to this Bible study we started. The demons started acting, the voices started getting stronger. And I came to a place in my life to where the insanity just wouldn't stop. And everything my sister had ever said, you're nothing, you're nobody, you'll never be loved. I'd quit school because I'd been programmed for failure. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to program you for failure because of the color of your skin, because of your age, because of your finances, because of where you live. You're nothing, you're nobody. You'll never be loved. But did I remind you that he's a liar and the father of it? You've got to learn to silence that second voice. And if you do hear it, you need to say, shut up, devil, but thank you, because just the opposite is the truth. Come on. He said, I'd never be loved, I'd never have a family, I'd never have nothing. I went from high school dropout to an earned doctorate degree to additional 5 years past that. A beautiful wife, 4 children, 13 grandchildren. I've authored books, I traveled the world, I've seen the dead raised. I've seen hundreds of thousands of people saved. The devil is a liar! When Paul was on the road to Damascus, he had papers from the high priest. I come down here to North Carolina with papers from the high priest. I come to make devils homeless, to take your pain, because it can't remain. Because in the name of Jesus, what he did at the whipping post, what he did at death, the grave, and resurrection. But many don't go past there. We can't forget the ascension. When he ascended to his Father, he took the blood that was pure and holy, never been defiled, and he took it to the real temple, to the real mercy seat. And he let that blood flow. And it's not flaky today. It's not dry. But today, I can pray the most supernatural prayer with you. A prayer that will take every wrong thing from you that you've ever done. If you're crazy, it's only because you want to be. Because he said, my God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Trade your craziness for a sound mind. Give him your unworthiness, he'll give you his worthiness. Give him your unrighteousness, he'll give you his righteousness. There's no works that you can do. By grace, through faith, you are saved. By grace, through faith, you are healed. So if you're bad enough to get saved tonight, you're bad enough to get healed. No performance needed. God said, I'm coming up with a plan that you can't mess this up. You can't participate in it. And it doesn't matter if you're intelligent or not intelligent. All you got to do is believe. And I receive that free gift. Tonight, not if you get healed, but when you get healed, don't blame me. It's going to be your fault. Because you came to the prayer line and you believed. And when you walk away, you might hear me say, you won't get a bill in the mail because the price has been paid. God wants you to cease to strive for provision. God wants you to cease to strive to have peace. God wants you to cease to striving to trying to chill out. He just wants you to quiet your soul, still your spirit, get in his presence. Man, the worship was so wonderful. The tears are flowing down my eyes. And that one song that that young lady was singing, it said, my sin was great, but his love was greater. I about passed out. I about raptured. I turned around to the guy behind me. I said, his love's greater than your sin. Got no excuse. Man, some of you are going to hell because of the original sin of Adam and Eve. I might have been going to hell because of my sin. I was nasty. I was terrible. I was told I'd never be nothing, so I never tried to have a relationship. I never tried to work it. It was always about me. What could I get out of this? But when he opened my eyes, when I threw away my Bible, more demons started coming at work. I could take up people twice my size and throw them. My boss, who was one of my drug customers, came to me and said, take vacation. I said, I don't have no vacation left. He said, just take some time off and quit. Everybody's afraid of you. Dude, you're going crazy. You need some help. And so I just quit my job. I got in my Monte Carlo, and I ate about $20,000 worth of drugs in my stash trying to kill myself. And my hair was real long. I hadn't bathed in a couple of weeks. There were puke on me. I was a mess. And I'm like, why can't I die? Why can't I die? And all I could hear is, you're nothing. You're nobody. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. The demons were trying to stop me because somehow they knew that one day, somebody say one day. Oh, glory to God. Shabba, baby. Ha, ha. I was going to become a brand new person. Don't hate me because I'm gorgeous. You'll use that, brother. I couldn't die, and I was just like, well, I couldn't die. So finally, I picked out a big, huge oak tree, and I practiced running. How far do I have to be to get up to 100 miles an hour? And just as I was getting ready to crash the vehicle, the voices were just like, kill yourself, do it, do it. Nobody loves you. Your mother doesn't even love you. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's bad because mamas have to love you, don't they? And that wasn't true, but I was listening to it. Many of you, the spirit realm communicates to you through your thought life, and so you think it's your thoughts. You usually don't fight it. But you need to treat the devil like a telemarketer, and you need to hang up on him. That might be a telemarketer, hang up on him. Come on. I don't think it's the Lord. That's all right. Don't be embarrassed. I'm just glad it wasn't mine. That's happened. I'm like, just a minute, the Lord's calling. Oh, it's his secretary, my wife. The engine's revved in that Monte Carlo. Oh, insanity. See, we all want the same thing. We want to be loved. I didn't care if I had money. I just wanted to be accepted. My biggest fear, even to this day, is rejection. We want to be loved. But if we walk in the Spirit, we know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And it doesn't matter if someone likes us or not, because we walk in the eternal glory of the Lord. Oh my. And I was getting ready to slam into that tree. And this stupid thought, praise God for stupid thoughts. This stupid thought went to my head and said, wow, I've never killed myself. I wonder if you have to make reservations. And I thought, if I die and I get there and they say, did you make reservations? I'm like, I really didn't know you had to. And then I might be floating around the earth, knocking things over in people's houses for eternity. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So I thought, what do I got to do? Didn't Moses go on a hill? So I drove my Monte Carlo through a barbed wire fence. Fence post banging on the side of it. Got up on the hill. I've still got all those thousands of dollars of drugs in me. One bottle of Jack after another. I get my guitar out. Use it as a crutch. But just in case, I think you have to maybe sing a song for God. And when I got on the hill, I'm standing there. And all of a sudden, I thought, wait a minute. He's the creator. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Nobody loves me, not even my mom. There's billions of people. He's not going to know who I am. I'm probably going to get a recording. Please press 1 if you're suicidal. Press 2 if you need groceries. This is what was going through my head. Then I thought, probably some little chubby angel with little wings will show up and say, seriously, dude, look at your hair, smell your breath. Go take a shower. You want to talk to God? All of a sudden, a video like played in my head. It was way before HD, but it was so clear. And my mama was bouncing me on her knees. And she said, son, if you ever get in a situation you can't handle, call on the name of Jesus. And I tried it before. I thought it was me, but it wasn't. You heard the story of what really happened. So many of you might have gone through 12-step, but I was too stoned to count to 12. So I just took one step back, leaned my head back, and said, Jesus! When I tell my story, the same anointing that was released that day is released now. That's why the tears are flowing from my eyes. And when I called on his name, there wasn't an angel, there wasn't a recording, but it was him. And then he said, Brian, I'm like, yo, you know my name. And all the excuses began to fall that I was nothing, I was nobody, because the Creator, out of all the billions that have lived and all the billions that were present, he knew my name. And he said, Brian, I love you. Whoa. Perfect love casts out of fear. When he loved me, he loses love. Deliverance began to happen. The voices began to shut up. The demons had to be quiet. They had to bow. Even the gathering couldn't keep him. The demons of the gathering couldn't keep him from bowing before Jesus. Those demons that day, they couldn't stop me. Whoo, I got a destiny I know I shall fulfill. Whoo, I got a destiny for that city on a hill. He said, Brian, I love you. You never have to get high again. Oh, by the way, I think I told you, this summer, 38 years drug and alcohol free by the power. Come on, give God some praise. Woo. And everything he's stolen, I've gone and taken back. I've taken my education back. I've taken my sanity back. They said I'd never be loved, never be married. I got a beautiful wife, 4 children, 13 grandchildren, beautiful home, debt-free Harley. Come on, somebody. Shabba, baby. Alligator cowboy boots. I'm living the dream. I'm a righteous redneck. Come on, somebody. So it was about 10 years or so after, I thought, man, I just was telling everybody how I got saved. I called on his name and he forgave me. I didn't realize that forgiveness could feel so good. After repentance comes times of refreshing, and the refreshing just kept going and going. I had to tell everybody. So I'm going to Bible school. So I was headed to Bible school, and I stopped down to visit my mom, and I went down to visit my mom, and I'm standing in the back. It was a really nice church. I loved the anointing and the presence. And all of a sudden, I saw a girl playing on the keyboard, and I'm like, oh, snap. Man, the Lord took some extra time on that girl. I called the usher. I said, is she married? He goes, no, that's all I need to know. So at the end of the service, I'm walking up here with my swag. See, when you're young, it's called a swag. When you're old, it's called limping. I went walking up. I said, hey, what's up? She said, what do you want? Just, she's stubborn, man. Oh, I love that so much. She goes, what do you want? I said, girl, I just come to tell you, you can stop praying. She said, what do you mean? I said, girl, I'm the answer to your prayers. Well, come on, that was good. Some of you going to use that one. But she didn't have the same revelation. And I found out that day she knew sign language, because she was like, ah, you're so arrogant. Who do you think you are? I'm like, all right, girl, I told you. And I said, I'm going to use the Steve Urkel thing. I'll wear you down. So the day we got married, I wrote a song on my guitar. I'm like, I told you so. She's a powerful teacher and administrator. And wow. Man, I thought I was the best grandpa in the world, but that girl's hard to compete with, man. Grandmas give free kisses, hugs, and cookies. Papa's got to reach for the cash, man. It's rough. But we're in agreement. How can two walk together unless they agree? Don't be unequally yoked. And I travel all the time. I pastored for 20-some years. And, well, first of all, we end up getting married, and I was a believer, but I ended up becoming an undercover narcotic officer with a SWAT on a SWAT team, kicking doors down, slamming people down. Great stress relief, not for them, for me. One day we went in, kicked the door down. A guy started grabbing his shotgun. I dove across the couch, grabbed him, slammed him down, stuck my Glock in his face. And I looked down, I'm like, hey, Bob. It was one of my old customers. I pulled my mask out. I said, Bob. He goes, dude, I heard you was doing better. I said, better than you. I know, it was weird. I just wondered if someone didn't shoot me. I'm sure the Lord protected me. But my wife would, she was so stubborn, so in-your-face kind of woman. She's like, you're not called to be a cop. You're called to be a preacher. I said, I'm doing good stuff. Oh, one too many O's. You're not supposed to do good. You're supposed to do God. And you know, there was always something, one-liners, and quote this scripture, and this and that. I said, look, I got to go do a drug raid. I'm going out there. So she was just on me. One day I just said, be quiet, woman of mine. And I took some money out and threw it. I said, go to the bookstore. Buy some Christian material. I'm not committing adultery. I'm not sinning against you. And I said, I'm just going to do good things and to protect our neighborhood and our children. And she got mad and she walked away. I don't like, don't walk away from me. Oh, don't walk away from me. And I don't, she would fake being asleep so I'd go to sleep so she could get the last word. That's how stubborn that woman is. I caught her one night. Hey, I'm not asleep. I heard that. I'm walking behind her. She slams the door. And I hear, God, he's an idiot. I told him what you said to tell him. I'll duck and you hit him. So for 2 years, while I'm playing cops, she's putting a hit in the spirit on me. God, I'll duck and you hit him. So one day, I'm walking a guy I arrested up the steps. The power of God falls upon me. I begin weeping immensely. And the Spirit of God says, son, I haven't called you to imprison people. I've called you to set the captive free. And I was like, and I remember I looked up and I said, don't tell my wife, please. It wasn't 15 minutes, my phone rang. I said, seriously? I said, don't tell. And I answered the phone, yeah, what do you want? She said, don't do drug raids tonight. She said, come to church. There's a special speaker. He was 9-time tag team champion. He was on the WWF wrestler. He was a Cuban assassin, one of the guys. And now he's a Christian. I said, oh, that guy's macho. I walked in. He's got shoulders this wide, waist this wide, which should be against the law. And he had alligator cowboy boots like I like to wear. I'm like, dude, this guy's macho. And I can listen to him. I sat down. He begins to teach. I'm like, oh, he's a teacher. Cool. And all of a sudden, he's 10 minutes in. He looks at me, points at you. Get up here. I got a word for you. I looked at my wife and said, he ain't got one for you, does he? Come on. So I walked up there, and he's older now. And I walked up there, and he said, you're not called to be a cop. You're called to be a preacher. Oh, I got so mad. I thought my wife talked to him at his book table, gave him an offering, pointed me out. I was thinking, man, you might have been a champ, but you're a chump now. And just as I was ready, I mean, I literally was going to hit this guy. Because you're disrespecting me in front of all the people I go to church with. Well, I was a real Christian, wasn't it? You're a chump now. And he looked at me and goes, God has called you to imprison people. He's called you to set the captive. He said the identical thing God said on those steps earlier that day, and the same presence fell upon me. And then he said, God refuses to let anyone take your place. And I remember, if I can just close my eyes right now, and I heard my cowboy boots coming together as I came to attention. Because I was in the presence of the Master. And he said, God wants me to give you the power to set the captive free. Never use the word power with a control freak. I was a control freak. I'm like, yeah, bring it on, baby. So I got religious and closed my eyes and put my hands up, thinking he's going to lay hands on me. He draws back and punches me in the gut, knocks the air out of me. I slam on the ground. Everybody goes, oh. My youngest daughter said, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't want to pray for the rest of the family. Because we'd never seen him pray for anybody before. I'm laying on the floor trying to get my breath, and all I can hear is, God, I'll duck, and you hit him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my wife put a hit in the spirit. This is God's cousin, Vinny. He began to walk around me. He said, God's called you to arrest principalities and powers and set people free. And with 1 year, you're going to be preaching on the road. Within 9 months, I had 21 meetings set up in places I'd never heard or met before. And when I got up off the floor, he'd knocked the devil out of me. And I had a hunger to read and pray like never before. And that was over 30-some years ago. He just stopped at our church and preached the other day. It was so good to see him. Wow. Since then, this little high school dropout redneck, ex-burnout, so burnout the kids in the neighborhood because my name's Brian, called me Bob, Burnout Brian. I was afraid of everything. An evil man runs when no one chases him. Remember all those voices that I had in my head that echoed what my sister said? You're nothing, you're nobody. There were multiple voices. They didn't have bipolar at my age. If they did, it would have probably called me like octopolar because there was like eight voices in my head. Now, I'm not disrespecting anybody because I fought schizophrenia and voices, and there used to be multiple voices. Now there's only two voices in my head, praise God. The Holy Spirit and my wife, that's it. Take out the trash, cut the grass, wash my car. I have been trained professionally. Strong person. I said, girl, the other day when I was getting ready to leave, I said, listen, I'm the head of this family. Don't you forget it. I just like to instigate, to mess with her, you know. She said, yes, dear, you truly are the head, but I'm the neck that turns the head. Don't ever forget it. We have fun because we've been forgiven. And we're seeing the captive set free. I was reading a book on Smith Wigglesworth in my office one day, years ago. I jumped up, I ripped the book in half, threw it against the wall, screamed at heaven. I'm tired of reading about everybody else's miracles. I want my own. He said, well, then start praying for people. That's one of the few times he answered like immediately. Since then, we've seen the dead raised three times. Deaf mutes, so many we can't count. I can't count the deaf ears. People that's got out of wheelchairs. I can't control it. It's not me. Brian Adams' ministry takes no credit for souls saved or bodies healed. But when I believe in him, I don't preach my opinion, but I preach his word. He will confirm his word. He's not the great I was, ladies and gentlemen. He's the great I am. We need to stop all the history lessons about him, and we need to talk about what he's doing now. If you're telling me the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells inside you, then please, ladies and gentlemen, could you explain to me why there's nothing supernatural happening around you or through you? We have to use our faith to apply it to our flesh, to tell our flesh not to sin. You can't do it by yourself. If you could do it by yourself, you wouldn't have died and raised from the dead. Use your faith to lose weight. Use your faith to say no to the devil. He gave you the, said when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. Not power to get goosebumps. Power to say no to the devil. Power to be a witness. Peter was so afraid, he denied Christ three times to a slave girl that could not arrest him, hurt him. She had no authority. She was of the lowest class of people. But the day he got the Holy Ghost, he stood in front of all the prominent people and preached a message that brought 3,000 to the Lord. The day I quit hating myself, I begin to see miracles. Your level of self-love determines the level of the supernatural that can work through you or to you. And the reason being, the Bible says faith worketh by love. Therefore, love is the fuel of faith. So low fuel, low love, low fuel. Love your neighbor as yourself. Some of you, if you loved your neighbor as yourself, it'd be abuse. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I never want to condemn anybody because that's why women will stay with an abusive spouse because they feel they deserve it. That's all I can do. No, Daddy God doesn't want his girls messed up. After 400 years of silence, the first thing God said was when he spoke to the Italian prophet Malachi, some of you call him Malachi. You were getting too serious on me. I had to try to bring a laughter there. When he spoke to him, he said, priest, you've been ripping me off, and I don't like the way you're treating your women. That's what he said after 400 years. Girls, he hasn't forgot you. The first Adam, out of his side, a woman came. The second Adam, out of his side, he didn't forget you. The bride came. The first Adam, his hand reached to receive from his wife the forbidden fruit. So the hand of the first Adam sinned. The hand of the second Adam was pierced to pay for the sin of the hand of the first Adam. And now you're in my hands can bring blessings and miracles and healing. These signs shall follow all those that believe. Not just believe in the name of Jesus, but believe also in the signs. Don't believe the doctrines of the demons in the 4th century. St. Augustine wrote a theory called cessation, where after the 1st century church, everything was done away with. That's a lie of the devil. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're spiritual, which means the gifts are our spiritual, are our weapons. So if those things are done away with, then we become a weaponless church, like a gun without bullets. And why, or how could a God that loved us put us against an enemy that we don't have any authority? The devil's not stronger since the death and resurrection of Christ. The devil is defeated, and the church is powerful now. Can I get an amen? He looked at his disciples, and he said, behold, I give you power to tread over serpents, over scorpions, over all, not some, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I was in Pakistan my first trip. And remember I told you about the Lord Jesus called me Brian. I'm like, wow, he knows my name. And so I'm there, and they had a girl who had been demon-possessed for 26 years, and I heard all this fighting and crashing in this back room. I said, what's going on? I said, they need you. There's a demon-possessed woman. So I go back there, and 5 people are holding her down. I said, let her go. They said, no, she'll hurt you. I said, no, she won't. They let her go. She came running at me. I pointed at her and pointed for her to kneel, and she kneeled. They're like, how could you do that? I said, because I know him. See, many people know what he said, but they don't know the one that said it. Many people worship the word of God, but they don't worship the God of the word. Come on. Many of you young people, you sing the words of a lot of musicians. There are probably some songs you shouldn't be singing. But just because you know the words, you don't know the musician or the artist. We need to know the word of God, but we need to know the God of the word better. Because when you know him, then he can anoint the words when you speak it. They sent the Sadducees and Pharisees sent soldiers to arrest him. They came back and they're like, well, where's Jesus? They're like, yo, dude, nobody's ever talked like this guy. Just the way he handled himself. They couldn't even arrest him. When Mary, she was filled with the presence of Jesus and with the Holy Ghost, when she was pregnant, she walked into the room and boom, Mary's baby leaped. And the Holy Ghost came on Elizabeth, and she prophesied, and Mary prophesied. When you walk into the room, do you talk? Do people leap? Do people? There was an old commercial years ago, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. You young people won't remember that. But when you speak, do people listen? Do your words have life? When someone's talking, do you just think what you're going to say when they get done? Or do you actually listen? People want to know how much you care before they care how much you know. Even with my doctorate degree, man, whew, I got a doctorate degree in biblical theology, but if I don't wear deodorant, I still stink. I experimented. Yeah, I do. I did a 40-day fast, no food, but water only. 2 weeks later, I was fighting with my wife. I'm like, what's going on? I thought it would be like floating and walking on water. No. You got to crucify your flesh every day. You got to pull your thoughts captive to the obedience of the word of God. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Many people have been born again. They're translated out of darkness, but they stopped at translation. But now you got to step into transformation, which can only happen by the washing of the water of the word. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But most people just forgive, confess, and get forgiven. I'm a grandfather. I tell my kids, Papa's on the road traveling. I want videos and I want pictures of my babies so I can watch them growing up as I travel. So my youngest one is 3 years old. She's my princess. You know how the one guy said, up to half my kingdom you have, she can have my whole kingdom, man. She'll have to fight her grandmother for it, but she's got pretty much control of us. So they sent me a picture. It looks like she's got camouflage on for deer hunting or something. And underneath it said, I was trying to do laundry. She snuck into the Oreo cookies, and she got Oreo cookies chocolate all over her, all over the dog, all over the couch, the bed, and everything else. And under the where she, my daughter's texting me, she says, so I told her, I have to forgive you, child, because your papa wrote a book on forgiveness. That's kind of a joke in our family. You got to forgive me, Dad. You wrote the book. And as I'm looking at my beautiful granddaughter, I'm like, man, my daughter is a good mom. And I know she has forgiven my granddaughter. I know that right now my granddaughter's forgiven. But as I looked at that picture, I said, but she still needs cleansed. Many of you have said, Lord, man, I'm sorry I messed up. But you didn't get in his presence. You didn't get in his word and allow him to cleanse you. And the smell of shame and self-condemnation is still upon you because he forgave you, but you haven't forgiven you. When you get in the word, you see what it is. Until you agree with heaven, you can't receive from heaven. We need a good old cleansing party, don't we? As an evangelist, I'm not just for only the first time salvation, which is very important, but I'm also concerned with the person that's been saved for 20 or 30 years. You're kicking your dog, you're cussing your wife, and you're watching stuff on the internet you shouldn't be watching. He takes no pleasure in those that draw back from him. Don't be saying, well, everybody sins. No, a dead person doesn't sin. You get into 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, it gets real serious. I stayed out of there because I'm like, man, it says those that sin are of the devil and those that don't sin are of God. I'm like, man, that I must be messed up. And he took me to, by his stripes you're healed. He goes, if you need a healing, does that scripture scare you? I said, no. He said, well, these are righteousness scriptures. So when the devil tempts you to sin, say, it is written, those that are of God do not sin. Use it as a sword. Many of you hid behind the shield of faith all your Christian walk, but you never become a sword fighter. Jesus was a sword fighter. When he was in the desert, the devil goes, yo, 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 homeboy, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread from Panera. I must be getting hungry. I don't know where that came from. And Jesus didn't say, yeah, let's add bread, let's have some cheeseburgers on this and stuff. He said, no, it is written. He went, whoosh. It's a two-edged sword. When you draw back, it cuts you and reminds you. When you put it forward, it cuts the devil. You need to know the word so you can resist. You can resist the devil all day, but if you haven't submitted to God first. A lot of people I witness to everywhere, they say, I don't go to church because the church is full of hypocrites. I said, well, then a hypocrite's closer to God than you are. I said, well, you're actually a hypocrite yourself. They say, why? I said, because you're telling me you're okay and you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. But that's so false. Because a Christian, the word means Christ-like. And if you read the word, it said, as was his custom. Many people try to use the scripture and says, they went from house to house and broke bread and said, see, they had house churches. Well, listen, they couldn't just build a church in the open because they were persecuted and killed in Jerusalem at the time. But here's what it said if you read the scripture. It said they went to the tabernacle daily and then went house to house. We got to quit reading the Bible as a menu. I'll take some of that healing. I'll take some of that prosperity. Oh, I don't want none of them tongues. One lady said, I ain't saying stuff I don't know. I said, girl, you've been talking your whole life. Nobody knows what you've been saying. How many people believe God is holy? How many believe he's pure? The reason you don't put your hands up, I'm coming to get you. No cord, see? They'll hear me on live stream. They just won't see me, but I'll come get you. I'm a fisherman. He wants to give you a language you've never cussed in, you've never lied in, you've never sinned in. A language that is pure and holy to talk to a holy God.
Shabba, shabba, baby.
Man, I wish I would have got started at your guys' age. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine how crazy I'd be now? I can look in your eyes. Some of you, you want to be crazy like me, don't you? Raise your hands if you want to be crazy like me.
Oh, yo, I'm going for it. Come on.
For all those watching by the internet, you haven't been to church in a long time, since all the COVID stuff, Ollie, Ollie, and free. You know what that is? Remember when you played hide and seek and you couldn't find them? And you say, Ollie, Ollie, and free, come on back, yo, homie, come on. We got your seat. We'll give you the best seat in the house. If someone's sitting there, I'll tell them to move. Seriously, we miss you and we love you, man. I don't have to know you. You're part of my body. You might be a knee or an elbow. I don't know. But I need you. They need you. Come on home. Come on. Come on. How many people? I'm going to have two different prayer lines tonight, if it's all right, sir. One prayer line for me will be for people that have pain, and the other prayer line for me for people that are a pain. And all the wives are like, that's for you, Frank. And I got some people, can I go to both of them? my wife said I got to go to both of them, okay? She said I'm a pain because I got pain. I'm like, I understand that, man. Now, do not lie in church. It's not a good thing to do. The invisible realm's here. There's angels here. There's devils here. The devils, they hate me. But that's okay. They cannot harm me. Behold, I have been given power. I got a song about that. You want me to sing it? I'll sing it in English and I'll sing it in Spanish. Are you ready? I got the power. Yo tengo el poder en nombre de Jesu Cristo, gloria a Dios. I love all the cultures, all the languages. I just can't learn enough of the languages. I believe I can do all things, but I just go to so many countries, so I just hire an interpreter. If you're born again, the Bible says the Spirit bears witness to you. Now, I've seen the dead raised three times. One man, one woman, and a seven-month-old baby in a mother's womb had been dead for 2 weeks. And she sat with her legs crossed. They knew I was coming. She didn't know me, but they were advertising miracle. The doctors wanted to induce the labor, and she sat with her legs crossed in her home, praying on the scripture that said some women see their dead raised back to life by faith. And she prayed, God, don't let this baby go. The baby's go. First lady in the prayer line, I'm a grandpa, so I'm like, oh, she wants me to bless the baby. And the pastor goes, well, kind of. I said, what do you mean kind of? He goes, the baby's dead. I'm like, oh, Lord, couldn't we start it with like a headache, tennis elbow, a dead baby? I've not ever prayed for a dead baby in a woman. So I just thought, lay hands, and my fingers touched her, and her shirt was sticking out real far, and I said, geez. And when I got to the last S, the baby kicked my hand off of the belly. And this year, when I went to South Africa, it had been 8 years since I'd been to that Congolese church, this little boy came up, stood in the door, and stared at me. I said, Pastor, is this one of your kids? He goes, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't know. I said, what? He said, do you remember? And he reminded me of the story. He goes, his mama must have told him, that's the boy. I said, oh, come here. Kodak moment, baby. Come on, snap, snap, snap. I can't take no credit. I'm only the donkey that he rides in on. But if you'll use me, he'll use you. He wants to heal through all his body. He wants the church to use power evangelism. Man, I'd love to come down here and teach a class on, I'll do a healing school, a three-day healing school. Then when you go to school, you could be growing out arms and legs. You could be praying for people. When you pray for people, the pain goes, they're looking like, what the heck happened? Oh my gosh, actually, I'm pain-free. Oh, my knee is working. And then you look at them and say, the same God that just took your pain wants to take every wrong thing you've ever done and cleanse you with the blood of his son. They've already experienced God. They're already crying. They're weeping. They've had an encounter. You see, you can pray a prayer, but if you don't have an encounter, it's soon forgotten. If you say, Brian, I know that I'm born again. I know that if I die, I'm going to heaven. Now, you must be born again. Don't raise your hand just because you go to church. Don't raise your hand because your mom and dad are Christians and you grew up in the church. And when you was 3 years old, you prayed the sinner's prayer. I really don't fall for that. It has to be a work done. You can't just parrot a prayer. There has to be some godly sorrow that brings you into repentance. There needs to be a work of the Holy Spirit that goes inside and does a new work. Many kids are growing up in church, but they're not growing up in Christ. And when they get 18, they're gone. Because we think, oh, they're in church, they know this. They have to have an encounter. Jesus took his inner circle on the hill and he glowed in front of them. Parents, you need to glow in front of your kids. They need to experience the Holy Spirit through you. You need to tell them why you tithe. Out of godly fear and honor and obedience. You need to tell them why you worship. Don't let someone else being a hypocrite keep you from going to church. Nobody's going to know. You know the story that he said, if they didn't cry out, the rocks would cry out. No rock or pebble is going to take my place in praise. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know that you know that you know that you're born again, raise your hand and hold it high right now. Oh, I was hoping you was going to put your hand up, ma'am. Okay, put your hand down. You know what you just told me? I was telling you a story for a reason that I raised the dead. Not to say, hey, look at me, because I didn't know it was going to happen. I was shocked when it happened. I was getting ready to do CPR to one guy, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, return to your body. He opened his eyes, and I about died. I was about that close. I mean, everybody laughed, and then when they saw he was alive, they got kind of scared too. But the reason I told you that, because you probably would think raising the dead or out of a wheelchair is the greatest. But the greatest miracle is to be born again. And if you just raised your hand and said you're born again, you're telling me, Pastor Brian, I had the faith for the greatest miracle. So everything else you need tonight is less. Many people, if we use the ladder as an example, think salvation is the bottom rung, but salvation is the top rung. Finances, healing, everything else you need is less. You've got what it takes, you just got to act on it. Now, I want to pray the most supernatural prayer that can be prayed. If you are born again, but you know you're cold, you haven't been reading, you haven't been praying, you haven't been talking to God, you've been kicking your dog, cussing your wife. Parents, you've been provoking your children to wrath, what the Bible says don't do. You got unforgiveness or bitterness. You say, yeah, you know, I'd probably go to heaven, but I'd probably get a little bit, a few spanking. Because I got some stuff wrong. I want the first-time salvation, but I also want those of you that you know you're not right. You've been forgiven, but like my granddaughter, you need to be cleansed. I want you to make a fresh commitment tonight. You don't have to come tell me. You don't have to stand up here and take the mic and say, this is what I did. I don't want to know. I want to be able to sleep tonight. Okay? You see, Brian, I want to pray this most supernatural prayer with you. I want to make sure I make a fresh commitment. Or Brian, I had one of my new friends told me, he goes, if I died right now, I'd go to hell. Not on my watch, you won't. If I got to put you in a headlock and use an arm bar. If I got to knock you out and duct tape you to the altar, I'll do it, baby. Because God already put you in my heart. You say, Brian, I want to pray this most supernatural prayer with you. Raise your hand right now and keep it up all over the room. Come on. Raise your hand. You say, I want to pray that prayer. I want to make a fresh commitment tonight to Jesus. Come on. Raise your hand. Come on. Some of you are lying to Jesus right now. Come on. If your hand's raised, stand to your feet right now. Come on. Follow your body up if your hand's raised. Whew. Come on. Where's my guitar player? You got an acoustic? You can just give me a little finger picking or... can you make it sound like an acoustic? Don't get too crazy or I'll start trying to sing and we'll scare everybody away. No vocal, please. Just and come on, some of you use some dog kickers. I can see it in your eyes. Come on. Come on down here. I want to pray for you. If you're standing up, come on down here. Jesus walked the Via Dolorosa. I just came back from 2 weeks in Israel, my second trip this year. Get as close to the altar as you can. Don't get upset if I spit on you. I make my own holy water. Come on, let's get in. Hey, girl, you can take that seatbelt off now if you won't come down here. There's a lot of pain in your soul. A lot of hurts happened to both of you. It's all right. I'm not mocking you, man. I live there. And everybody, if that's up here, put your hands up and hold them high, submitted to God. You get your hands up, you're under arrest. Oh, wait a minute, I had a backflash. I'm sorry. That's all right. I know I'm not religious, but God didn't want me to be because He's not religious. Just begin to talk to Him and tell Him you're sorry that you've grieved Him, that you've resisted Him. Tell Him you're sorry that you mocked yourself, because see, when you become born again and you don't think you're good enough, you're saying your born again work is not good enough, God. The devil's convinced you that the salvation thing didn't work. Pray this prayer. Say, Father, say it loud. Father, I make a decision to forgive every person who's ever hurt me, who's ever done me wrong. I even forgive myself. I let all the past go. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe He died for my sins. And that He was raised from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. I make a fresh commitment tonight. Jesus, take me. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Empower me with your Holy Spirit. I want to be used by you. I want to be more effective. Take the wounds, the hurts, and the pain from my life right now. In Jesus' name. Now put your hands up and just begin to do a slow wave offering to the Lord. Just begin to thank Him. Come, Holy Spirit, touch your children right now. Holy Spirit, come, I pray today. Touch your people in a special way. Pour out your Holy Ghost this day. Come now, Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel, come now, I pray today. Holy One of Israel, Holy One, make everything well. Holy One, come and touch my soul. Forgive me, cleanse me, this I pray. Holy One of Israel, come and touch me, make all well. Come now, I pray, Holy One. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One of Israel. Come and touch me now. Fill me with your Spirit, this I pray. Forgive me, cleanse me, change me. Let me never be the same. Holy One of Israel, I bow before you, your throne. Touch me, heal me, make me what you want me to be. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One of Israel, come and touch and make me well. Come and touch me. Take away my pain. The misery, Lord, I ask you to remove. Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Israel. Come, come. Holy One, come. We need you now. We need you now. Okay, everybody look at me. Before you go back to your seat, look at all the people that's in this line. Before you go back to the seat, what I want you to do is kind of congregate just real quickly. The service isn't over, but I want you to go to three or four different people, and I want you to get eye contact with them, and I want you to look at them and say, yo, yo, I've been forgiven. Can you do that? Go ahead. Then you can be seated. Yo, yo, I've been forgiven. Come on, shake somebody's hand. He shed his blood on Calvary and ran down the cross for all to see. He gave his life to set me free. Now I'm not the same. I'll never be the same. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus Christ, he touched me. You're the Holy One of Israel. Come on, lift your hands. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. They couldn't keep him down. They put him in a grave, but he got back up just like he said. You can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Holy One of Israel, Israel, Israel. Come and touch me now and make me well.
I don't know if you mind me sharing this real quick.
Huh?
Song we have here. This song's called Breathe, and this is some of you that came down to the altar tonight. I know the Spirit's telling you, you're not breathing. You can't even catch your breath right now. You're lost, you're confused. But this little chorus, if we can all get up and sing it together maybe, to strengthen each other. It just says, I can finally breathe. I'm suddenly alive. I can finally move because I realize that you saved my life. I can finally breathe. Suddenly alive, I can finally move, cause I'm realize I can finally breathe. Suddenly alive, I can finally move.
Sing it, brother.
Cause I realize this surrender to what life I live. Scars and stripes forever. You need a change I can't resist. There's need to hide from anything anymore. Can't return to who I was before. Oh, I can finally breathe. Suddenly alive. I can finally move.
Spirit, I break your power. Spirit of rebellion, I smite you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Loose my brother now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go!
If you're holding back tonight, this is your chance to breathe, guys. I need anything anymore. Can't return to who I was before.
Give me an usher up here. Where's my cover girls at? Help him up. Help him up. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. We need your amazing grace. Pour out your power, Lord, today, tonight. Pour out your power. Set this brother free in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. You ain't going anywhere in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you. Loose it now. Loose it now. be no demonstration except of the power of the Holy Ghost. I remit him of his sins. In Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Behold, I've been given power to tread over serpents and scorpions.
Jesus, Jesus.
Over all the power. Stop it. Now, I bind you. You abuse spirits. I command you to leave. Leave him now. Leave him in the name of Jesus, the head of the church. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Obey the name. Obey the name. I bind the strong man. I plead the blood. Brian. Brian, work with me, buddy. Say, I don't want you. Say, devil, I don't want you. Say, devil, I don't want you. Stop it. Brian, take hold right now. Say, Jesus' name. Say, Jesus. Set me free, Jesus. Say, I believe in Jesus. Say it. I want Jesus as my Savior. Say it, Brian. Forgive me of my sins, Jesus. I forgive myself. Did I mention I like my job? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in me. Come here, brother.
Just a touch your
put your hands up, man. God's got some stuff for you, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been waiting on some stuff, haven't you?
Yes.
God said it's about to be delivered. Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
I push through the crowd
of the Holy Ghost.
Get him up.
Get him up.
Clothes.
Power.
Your
don't be afraid. That won't happen to you if I touch you.
come
on, give him praise.
Won't you come my way? Won't you come my way? Won't you come?
He got filled with the Holy Ghost. He just got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Am I out of touch?
Be filled. Be filled.
Won't you come my way? Am I out of touch? Or am I out of reach? I'm running for you. You're all I believe.
It's like you've been waiting for an envelope in the mail. You keep checking the mailbox. You keep saying, God, I'm waiting for an answer. I'm waiting for the answer. And God said, it's not in your mailbox, it's in your heart. You know I've already given you the answer. I tried it. I ain't got it now. You ready? Take her down. Take her down. Don't hold the lady up. I th-
arthritis, bursitis, fibromyalgia. I break your power. Go!
Come here. Come here. Fuego de Dios. Fuego, 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 fuego.
Convert to knowing.
En el nombre de Jesucristo, gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
There's nothing compared to knowing you. The cause I want to know you. I love to know you. No matter
intercessor is about to be awakened in you like it's never done before. And as you call on the name of the Lord for the people in your church, that's it. I've given you a direct line not to an angel.
Thank you, Lord.
Not to the Son, but through the Son. To me.
New flow.
And the ones that refuse to come back, God said, I'm replacing them. Holy Word of Israel, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Holy Word of Israel, don't change the music. Holy Word. Give me two chairs, please. You can sit down. You can stand if you want, but I'm going to start praying for the sick here.
Nothing worth more.
How long have you had that pain?
Close. They can't compare. You're our living hope.
Okay, music only. And keep it down just a little bit. We're going to begin. Bring the other one. Sit down right there. You want to run my phone? Okay, now we're going to transition. I need you to be very quiet, because when the Holy Spirit's working, if you're talking, the corporate anointing will lift, and if it lifts, then I'm stuck trying to pray for myself. I'll wear myself out. How many people sitting in this middle section, you say you have pain in your body, sickness or disease? Raise your hand. Okay, make a line right here. Quickly, make a line. As soon as I say come to you, I say come. You're going to get in the next chair. Tell me your name, your pain, and how long you've had it. Do not pray or praise while I'm praying for you. Nobody else touch the people. It's just how I do it. I'm a little strange. But it works. She's got pain, and give me a guesstimate on the time. She's had pain in her hip, lower leg, back and neck since 1992. You come over here and you're going to be my mic man. Okay, put your hands. Yes, put your hands up front, but don't touch them. Speak to my baby. There you go. Just put it straight. That's a little bit short. Don't worry. The nerves in your shoulder and neck are going to become unpinched. Don't you do it. I'm not going to do it. Let God do it. He'll unpinch your nerves. It's a chiropractic adjustment done by the Holy Ghost. Since 1992, how many people believe Jesus is going to heal her? In Jesus' name, oh, look, I didn't even pray. Yo quiero más. I want more, Lord. I want more. Every bit of arthritis, bursitis, fibromyalgia, go! Loose her now in the name of Jesus. Say, I forgive everybody that's ever hurt me. I know, honey. Come on, I'm here to help you. Let it go, sissy. Let it go, sissy. Come out, you tormenting spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Arthritis, loose her now. Loose her. Get out of the neck. Get out of the shoulders. Go. Sit up, babe. Take a deep breath. Let it go. A lot of times, because I'm older, I call people babe, kiddo, sis. So I don't mean to be offensive to anybody. Okay, open your eyes. Check your neck and shoulder up.
Is that good? Says 1992. Give me this leg. Says, this leg. Give me this one. Okay. Come here, pastor's wife, pastor. Also, look at the heel, not the toe. Look how short that leg is. Now watch this. In the name of Jesus, I command that leg to grow out.
Thank you,
oh.
Jesus.
Oh, I messed up. It's longer. He'll fix it. Stand up and bend over and touch your legs. Touch your toes. Come up. Twist and turn around. Walk over there real quick. Walk back. Come on back. Oh, he did it. He did it. Since 1992, the pain is gone. Amen. Next person, come quickly. Everybody sit down so the people can see. What's your name?
Missy.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Guitar. I don't want to wear you out, brother. We got a long line. You can put that down. Thank you. Okay, what is it?
I don't know if it's a bladder infection or what's going on.
Your bladder going to splatter?
I guess.
Okay, we're going to... What's your pain level? 1 to 10, 10 being the worst.
Probably 8 right now.
Okay, stand up, put your hand on like this. With your permission, put it up a little higher. With your permission, I'm going to touch your hands only, okay? So when you're, especially when you're dealing with the opposite sex and people, even some men, you don't want to touch in an area. So when the power of God can go through a hand, say, I forgive everybody.
I forgive everybody.
I forgive all those Ohio people.
Especially the Ohio people.
I let it all go.
I let it all go.
Jesus, I take my healing.
Jesus, I take my healing.
3, 2, 1. Power of the Holy Ghost. Deep breath and hold it. Let it go. Stand up. Check for the pain. What's it level? What was it? What is it now? It went from an 8 to a 2. Don't stop. To pray more than once is not doubt, only if you doubt. Put your hands back there. I said go. All infection, go now. Every curse, spell, incantation, go. Watch your face, man. Don't watch my face because you'll get scared. I'm ugly. Okay, stand up. Check for the pain. It's gone, isn't it?
Yes.
The pain is gone. Amen. Next. Praise God. Go ahead. Next person, please. Come on. I'm loving this guy's guitar. What's your name, hon?
Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
What's your pain or problem?
You have a knee problem too.
How long you had the knee problem?
A long time.
Give me an estimate. 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, what?
About 10.
About 10 years? What's your pain level?
About 7 or 8.
Okay, sit down. Wait, oh my gosh. There's a special on knees today. May I touch your knees?
Yes.
See, the scripture says Jesus borne our pain, B-O-R-N-E. That means he forcefully took it. It's a family business, and I work for the family. I'm in collections. And since he bought and paid for pain, you illegally have pain. I have to collect it. She said, go for it, man. Here we go. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, bursitis, fibromyalgia.
Yes.
The word anoint me, Sir Robert Smear.
Oh.
Stand up and march in place. It's not hurting? For 10 years, you said. It's not hurting right now, but it was. So that means it's healed. Come on, Diane, work with me. Okay, do you have pain in your kidneys?
Yes, I have kidney problems.
Okay, do you have kidney stones?
No.
Okay, but do you have pain in your body from that? Like in your back and where your kidneys are? Okay, put your hands there. Can I put my hands on your hands?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody? Oh, you foul curse of witchcraft, I break your power. Oh, don't pray. Just receive. You can't transmit and receive. Just receive. Go in the name of Jesus. It's gone, isn't it? Come on, somebody. Praise God. Put your hand on your chest. God's strengthening your heart right now. Your heart and your lungs is being touched by the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm on your hand, so it'll go wherever it needs to go. Amen. Give Diane a big God bless. Next. Okay, no vocal, only instrumental, please. Take the volume down just a little bit. What's your name?
Courtney.
Courtney, what do you need the Lord to do?
Heal my back.
Your back, upper or lower?
Lower.
How long?
Summer of 2020.
Summer, oh, you got a COVID back. Summer 2020. I was talking to someone the other day. I said, what was BC? He said, BC? I said, yeah, before COVID. So, what's your pain level? 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. A 5? Okay. Look at your heels. Relax your legs. Let me hold it. See that heel? See how much shorter it is? Now, as soon as that goes out, your hip will drop into place. The pinched nerves will be unpinched, and the pain will leave. In the name of Jesus, back be healed. Only do video. Don't worry about pictures. Only do video. Okay, there it is. We want their face. We want more them than me. Jesus' name. Stand up and touch your toes. Okay, up, twist. How's that feel? It's sore, but the pain's gone. What's the level of it? You got to take that volume down a little bit, bro. Tell them to take it down a little bit. And it was a what? It was a 5, now it's a 3. Pastor's wife, can I have you help me? First lady? Put your hand right this area right there. And just, here's what you're going to do. You're going to kind of like rub it and say, in the name of Jesus, all this pain leave. Muscles relax. Right now. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Do it one more time, sis. Let it go. Okay, now check your back. Amen. Thank you, sis. Praise God. Next person. You can sit down if you want to have a seat there. Okay. No, just. What's your name?
Holly.
Holly. Olive?
Holly.
I'm so sorry. The anointing on me is so strong, my tongue's starting to swell up, and I might fall out of this chair and just pick me up if I do. Holly, correct?
Right.
Ma'am, what is your pain or problem?
I have fibromyalgia.
How long have you had that?
At least 10 years.
10 years? Where's it mainly at? Shoulders, joints? Pain level what?
Right now, about a 5, but some days it's worse.
They get terrible, don't they? It's a tormenting spirit. Say, I forgive everybody. Put your hands up again. Say, I forgive everybody. That's ever hurt me, that's ever done me wrong. I even forgive myself for things I've done. Let it go, sis. Let it go. Don't try to control your emotions. Let it go. God's forgiven you. You got to forgive me. Your legal ground has just been removed, you tormenting spirit. I command you to leave my sister. As her older brother, I take authority over you right now, and all this pain pass. Oh, there it goes. Take a real deep. I didn't have to tell you. You're doing it. Go deep. Let it go, sis. Something just happened, didn't it? Move your body around. Check for the pain. It's gone. 10 years. Did you say 10 years? 10 years of pain. 10 years, 10 seconds. Okay. Just sit there for a minute. The anointing's on you. He's also dealing with your stomach, your intestines. Okay. He's doing a healing in that area. Your body's going to be able to begin to attain vitamins and proteins and stuff from the food. An absorption thing. Okay? You're just going to absorb more vitamins. You're going to feel better. Do you understand? So my prophetic accuracy is 50%. I'm right or I'm wrong. So I think maybe I might have been right. Does that minister something to you? Why? It's all right, sis. We're just a family, man. We all needed forgiveness, didn't we?
Amen.
Come on, Diane. I'm excited. He's good, isn't he? What's the chances that I would hear that? That's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? If he reveals it, he'll heal it. Can you be my altar hugger? Okay, get up. A couple of you ladies, as she's going back to her chair, give her a hug, will you?
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Jesus, thank you.
That's a good word of knowledge. I have always been like, where's my words of knowledge, God? I've really been praying for them. Give me a hug, sis. From your older brother. Love you. I'm proud of you. You go with God. And go eat a cheeseburger for me because I'm on a diet. Okay. Next. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Ooh, come on. That's biblical. What do you need the Lord to do for you? Mental pain? Stress, anxiety. What is it? Oh, okay. You're grieving. Okay, man, that's cool. You're born again? Put your hands up. There you go. You're like, I've lost my parents. I know what it's like. But God said He's going to be your father. He's going to take care of you. He's going to see that what your needs are met. Say, Jesus, hook me up. That was a good prayer, wasn't it? That's so non-religious. Hook me up. I command this foul spirit of grief to leave now. This cap of oppression, leave this young person in Jesus' name. Go. That feels better, don't it? Give him a big God bless. Come here. If you're on this side and you need to get in the line, just go over here. Grab a seat. What's your name?
Hope.
Hope. Helping others pursue excellence. I saw that as an acronym one time. So what do you need, Hope? You need hope?
So I'm an EMT. I have like tennis elbow and I popped my wrist. But then I've had like sciatica nerve for the last 11 years since I've had my son.
Blame it on your boy. I see how you are. Throw him under the bus. Put your hands up to the best of your ability. Say, Jesus,
hook me up.
By your stripes, I'm healed.
What?
By your stripes,
I am healed.
I'm sorry. I'm a Yankee. I talk fast. Say, I command all the pain to leave my body. I'm the landlord of this temple.
I have eviction power.
I evict this stuff.
I evict this stuff.
Hasta la vista. Get out of my body.
See, get out of my body.
See, the Bible says God sits in the heavens and laughs at his enemies till they're made his footstools. He sits in the throne of my heart and he laughs at your fibromyalgia, your arthritis, and said, I'm going to make them my prisoners.
You ready?
Now, see that alligator cowboy boot right there, size number 12? I'm going to stomp on that foot as hard as I can. You're going to forget all about your arm.
Okay.
Now, you'll probably knock me out, by the way.
Probably.
I'm just seeing if you're paying attention. Oh, come on. Inflammation is swelling. You are as good as the other EMTs. You got to quit cutting yourself down because you don't think you're as good as they are. And because of that, the pain's coming into your body. God said, I've anointed you to do this work. I love my job. I think it's pretty cool to meet all my crazy family. I think you're weird just like me. Am I right? Yeah, I thought so. He's my third cousin, twice removed on the fourth side, right? Try that on. The whole thing until they leave, start to finish, so we can see them walk on the way without a limping, but with limping. I'm an African brother. You acting like your grandpa now. Okay, now your lower back going to your sciatic nerve. Okay, is your butt all the way back in the chair, ma'am? Give me your leg. We're going to take care of this. Don't hold it. I'll get it. See that heel, how short it is? Okay, put them down. What happened is the vertebrae sit on top of each other. Nerves come from in between them. If it gets twisted, it's now pinching on that nerve right there. Pulls the hip up like that. So when you check the legs, it makes it look short enough. So bone and tissue is not being added. That has happened in my ministry. But all it is a Holy Ghost chiropractic adjustment. The weight of a mosquito on a nerve can stop the transmission from the brain to the organs and or cause pain. When it goes back into place, the hip now goes down, the leg comes out. So someone said, you're pulling their leg. I'm like, well, even if I did, that wouldn't stop the pain. Right? Okay. So now you know what I'm doing. This one's a little short. Now keep your eyes open and watch this. Jesus' name. Don't hold him. Let me hold him. You got to relax. Oh, there it goes. You're going to stand out apart from others. God's going to give you wisdom and ideas that's going to save people's lives. And you're not going to feel less about yourself anymore. You are a child of the King, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand up and touch your toes. What'd you say?
Wow.
See, that's what we need. We need that wow. So when they come and sit down, you start it the minute I start talking. And then as they walk away, you stop it. Then the next person comes up and starts. I'm going to take you to Africa with me, Anna. We have to go on a trip together, bro.
Amen.
What do you think? Are you healed?
Yeah. I'm kind of speechless, which is a lot for me.
Come on. Here, my ultra hugger. What is it, man? What was your problem? Let me see what you do. Oh, Lord. Amen. The healer is here. The Holy Spirit is a healing spirit. Who's next? And your name is?
Julie.
I thought you said Chewy. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Julie, what's your pain or problem?
Two things. I have diabetes, and I have drop foot in this left leg.
You have what?
Drop foot. So I can't let go like this.
Show me what you do.
It's a pinched nerve that was in my back that goes down to my...
Oh, I hate that when that happens.
Relax. Drop them down. Say, I forgive every person that's disrespected me. I even forgive myself. I let all the past go. Drop it down. Holy One of Israel, I call upon your name, Jesus. 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 Muscles, ligaments, and tendons be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Ligaments and tendons begin to work now. Try to do something with it. Is that more? It's a little more. He that begun a good thing shall finish it. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Once it starts, it says, "I'll lay it." See, this is not a spirit thing that I say, go arthritis. Son. This is a physical thing. So physical things recover. Spirit comes out, it's like a miracle. Like, oh, all the pain's gone. Now, a Christian can't have a spirit in their spirit, but they get on your flesh or they torment your mind. Someone said, oh, Christian can't have a spirit. Well, they can have whatever they want. But Jesus said, whatsoever you believeth and saith. So if you want it, you can have it. But I guarantee you, you think of the lady had seven devils. Bad enough you've got one. That lady had seven, man. Poor lady. Oh, it just got looser. Did you feel that? Okay, try it. That's much more in it. And you're what?
Like I have a little bit more than a second time.
Well, let's do it the third time then. Come on, isn't God good? Is everybody?
Amen. Just,
I hope you're enjoying this. All that inflammation, go right now. Go. In the name, 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 in the name of the holy prophet Jesus, in the name of the risen Son, the Lamb that took away the sins. Oh, you're moving that a lot more. Every time it's more, it'll continue. See, as you work it, just speak to it. Say, Jesus. Jesus, just do Holy Ghost therapy and say the name. That believe when you say it, it's like a gun, you're pulling the trigger. When you say the name of Jesus, you're releasing the anointing, because he's not a respecter of persons. You're a believer, so he'll work through you too. Nice to meet you. Amen. Who's next? Come on down. Somebody. Hey, you're not the one needs prayer. I think the guy pushing you needs prayer, doesn't he? Would you have a stroke? Stones? Kidney or gall? Kidney stones? That's painful. What's your pain level, 1 to 10? 10 being the worst. You're about a 5? You don't have to do nothing. Yes, he is. I love your face. Just relax. Give me your hand. I curse every spell, every incantation of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Don't pray. Just relax. Don't pray. This is one time I want you just to relax. In the name of Jesus, every curse, every spell of incantation, I command you, go! The assignment against his blood is broken now. Kidney stones dissolve. I curse you like Christ cursed the whipping. Excuse me. Like Christ cursed. See, my tongue's swelling up. The anointing's getting all over me. I have trouble talking. Like Christ cursed the fig tree. I curse those kidney stones. Can you feel the presence of me? Kidneys be healed. Holy Spirit, I ask you, please, sir, gently go in and fix the lining of these kidneys, the urethra, or the tubes. Take a deep breath, sir, and hold it. Nervous system of the brain be healed. Let the nerves return to normal. Every spirit that came upon him in the trauma in the hospital, I bind and break its power. I remit him for every sin that's not a sin unto death. Every generational curse to the third and fourth generation on the maternal side and on the paternal side. Peace to your brain. Peace to your kidneys and to your liver. In the name of Jesus. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Huh?
Huh? You felt like a new person? The pain's gone, isn't it? The pain is gone. He said, I feel like a new person. Look at his face. Isn't that cool? And you shall recover. In the name of Jesus. I love your faith, man. Your faith has made you whole.
I believe God will do anything.
He's starting it right now, isn't he? No, I didn't notice. You the son or family?
Son.
Come here. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, and it will not jump on you. No generational curses to your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now. Just like that, are you a firefighter? Okay, you're like a first responder. I had my eyes closed and I saw a helmet on you. I looked up and saw. I said, "Well, that's not a real strong word of knowledge." I saw his shirt. I better not say anything because they'll be like, "Yeah, his shirt says it." But it was like the God is loosing angels as first responders to put out a fire that's been brought against your family. Does that mean anything? And those angels are coming to assist you. You're tired, you're worn out, so many people. And just like Jesus was tired after the 40-day fast and stuff, God says they're going to be ministered to, even in your sleep. Whew. Amen. Take some more. Be filled with the Holy Ghost afresh. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Whew.
Glory.
Next. Anybody? Is there anybody that... Oh, come on. You need to get some speakers and a cup holder on that chair. Hey, what's your name?
My name's Harp. I'm Brian's wife.
Hello, Brian.
Yes. So I've been here for 16 months, and the Lord said, I don't want you working. I just want you to study the Word. So I've been home, I've been studying the Word and studying it, but I keep getting attacked. First my heart palpitation, but now it's better. Now it's my right arm here, and then I get tormented in my mind, and I just want to do what God wants me to do, like, you know. And I love reading the Word. I love it, and I've been studying and meditating on it, worshiping God in the morning, and then at nighttime, enemy just likes, I hear voices, you know, and then I get woken up in the night, and...
You and your, is it your husband?
It's my husband, yes.
Okay. I always ask, because you never know. I've seen evangelists, now you and your husband, that's my brother, or something, so I always ask to make sure. Go through each room and command anything that's not of God to leave, and look and see if there's anything that gives legal right to the enemy. The story of Achan, they took something they weren't supposed to have, and it allowed the whole army of Israel to lose a battle. So you go to each room, make sure there's nothing there. And if it's a house you've rented or bought, whatever, say, I remit any sins that's committed in this room or on this property. I remit them in the name of Jesus. Anoint the doors and the windows with oil, and say, I drive everything else. Now I release the peace. When Jesus sent his disciples everywhere, he said, when you go into a place, release your peace. The peace is part of the kingdom that's in you. The kingdom is peace, righteousness, and joy. Now, here's a ticket. You can read the Word all day long, but you got to believe it. See, I study, because I'm in ministry, so I got plenty of time to study it and stuff. But I believe it, so the enemy's not allowed to attack me. That you see that, I don't know if you were sitting there, you saw that guy. He started to manifest, and I said, leave him alone. Because I said, you're not allowed to do this, period. And I had to shut it down. We could have had a wrestling match, had four or five of us, but I used to do that when I was younger. But now I'm older, I'm like, Lord, we ain't going to do this. The brother needs to be set free. You just need to start saying no. Anoint a house, drive stuff out, two of you walk in agreement. Lord, you direct the steps of the righteous men and women of God. If she needs correction, give her correction. She needs direction. Give her direction. Let all the pain. I break all the idolatry of Catholicism and the generational curses in the name of Jesus Christ. That little pivot I did, wasn't it pretty cool? I've caught them with my foot, and their head goes, their neck goes right in my foot. I'm like, yeah. You will leave her, you spirit of religion, and I bind and break your power in Jesus' name. Get up, young lady. Come on, get up. Come on. I said, stop the manifestations, loose her now. Loose her now in the name of Jesus. Get up. Take hold. Say, loose me. I don't want you. I choose Jesus. I break the covenant I've made with you. I break it. The covenant. You have to leave. I forbid you to come back. Hasta la vista. Come on, come on, come on. Hang on, hang on. I want you to do this in English, not in tongues, because your soul has to learn to work with the Word of God. See, it don't matter how much you know it. You got to work it. Because when you believe it, even the devil believes in God, but you got to believe it and say, this stuff's not allowed in my life. Jesus came and he inspected the temple and he turned over the money changers and stuff. Most people don't even know why. Where they had the sheep and the animals and the money changers, that was called the court of Gentiles. Jesus' coming was the invitation of the Gentiles. The Roman soldiers crucified him, and the first Gentiles into the kingdom was a Roman centurion. I find that really cool, man. He said, I'll use you guys, but then I'll bless you for using you guys. And then he said, this is supposed to be, it's supposed to be the place of prayer for the Gentiles. But the Jewish people were so prejudiced, they didn't want any Gentiles, and we're going to use this as a place for money. So Jesus came for all those. Now stand up. Get up, ma'am. Let's go. Stand up. Grab a seat. Do you always come to church and just do a little acrobatics?
No.
I'm just using humor with you, not at you, okay? I know you love the Lord. But sometimes in our past and our relatives and stuff, the Bible says in Psalms 103, he forgives all our iniquities. When you study out the word iniquity, it means the punishments that was placed on our forefathers for their sins. So if they had like eternal prison with pain, then it's passed on to the children, to the third and fourth generation. So we say, I break that punishment that was placed on me. My mama wore a pacemaker. I ain't going to have a pacemaker. I'm going to make the pace. So you got to believe by faith that you hear God. You can resist the devil all you want, but it doesn't work. Resisting the devil doesn't work if you don't first submit to God. That means in every area, you got to give him. Until you pass the money issues, God won't use you. He says, you serve me or you serve money? Most people are like, I'll tithe enough for a day. Nah, I won't even let a person be used in my church if they don't tithe. Because I'll look at him and say, you don't even have 10% faith. How can I use you for anything else? So if your tithe is $40, you don't even see God as big as $40. See, so I've passed the money issue, and I got a banker for a wife, or used to be a banker. So I had to get you. Oh, you? I'm like, I'm sorry, but when God speaks, I do it. And finally, she's like, you keep doing it because she sees the benefit of it. First, submit to God. He's getting ready to open some doors. And you're going to see some work. You're going to be able to reach some people. And there's some change coming. Are you ready for some change?
I am. Very ready.
Okay, come on. Where's my altar huggers? Come on, girls. Is that arm better?
Yeah,
it is. By the way, my arm's better. You're doing a wonderful job, sir. I'd love to see that thing. I'll have to come through sometime. Yes, it is strong. You know what's really funny?
Yes.
Sometimes the Paul writes and says, you can pull people up and everybody can prophesy so that you can learn. In a normal service, only one or two. But everybody can actually prophesy so that they can learn. And a lot of people are like, well, you have to show me. So I can show it to them and that happens. So here's what happens. You say, I want you to prophesy. They'll be like, well, kind of, I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I'm getting in the spirit. I'm like, how come you wasn't already there? God bless you. Amen. We don't. I'm so proud of you, man.
I got several things. I got sarcoidosis in my lungs. I got hearing loss in my right ear. I had back surgery.
Okay. First thing we're going to do is pray for your ear because I want you to hear yourself get healed.
Did you get that? That was pretty good. Can you tell me?
Okay, I'm going to stick my finger to the third knuckle in your ear, okay?
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, you foul, deaf spirit trying to steal his hearing, I adjure you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the head of the church. I thank you, Lord, that he has spiritual ears to hear. He repents of deafening his hearing of you. He's going to be like Samuel and say, speak, Lord. Can you hear me now? Fingers rubbing together? I can't hear your fingers rubbing together. Is there any women with tumors? Growths? Breast tumors? I rebuke the spirit of bondage again into fear to any addictions now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every tormenting spirit of witchcraft and rebellion, you're bound. You'll torment him no more. He doesn't have to be afraid. Open your eyes and look at me. I'm telling you something by the Spirit of God right now. Sir, you are not a failure. Do you hear me? In Christ, you are a success. And you're going to be more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror. So like black spider web all around your bronchial tubes and your heart and stuff, and it just begin to melt and go down in the name of Jesus. I'm so proud of you, man. You came right to my book table and confessed your faults because you wanted God to intervene in your life because you needed him to, and he did, didn't he? Yeah. And just like that wrestler slammed me down, you got slammed down. You're not going to forget this encounter. Guys, some of you men, make sure you get a number and contact. Take him out to lunch. Keep in contact. He gets out of line, somebody call me. It's only an 8-hour drive. I'll come down here and I'll hog tie. I don't know. See, in Ohio, duct tape's legal. I'm sure it's legal in down here, too. We'll duct tape you to a seat and feed you with the slingshot. Give me a... It's what we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Wasn't that fun? Stay boom. Oh. Okay, here, honey. Sis, come here, sit right there. Scoot that purse over somewhere. No. Because, see, now I got to pray that you have grace to put up with it. I'm messing with you, Brian. Yes, ma'am, what's your name? Gail Ferguson, what do you need the Lord to do for you, ma'am?
Heal my right side of my body.
What's the matter with your right side of your body?
They say it's a nerve damage, and years ago I had a shot, and it's back now, and it's just...
Pain level 1 to 10?
8, 9.
8, 9, for how long have you had it?
Well, this was like 7 years ago. They
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
There's a special on right sides.
Special on right sides.
God's doing a special on right sides. No coupons needed. Now, see, when you're praying for people, I like to teach why I'm praying for people. Some women, most women, they spend time with their hair and stuff. Well, some evangelists and people get excited, and they just come up and smash the hair. Well, she's got a little poof going here and stuff. So you got to do what's called the poof dive and go up underneath and pray for the ladies and not mess up their hair so they don't get mad at you. Well, there's the power of God right now. While I'm being silly, go! I'm going to touch your knee. Is that okay?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I just want permission. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Many times in life you feel like you've been just blindsided and come up on it, just life's been like a train wreck and a wreck of many things. And God said, I'm coming and I'll make the crooked path straight. And I'm bringing you back the joy of your salvation. There's going to be a giggle in your step, in your heart. And they're going to be, when people say, what are you laughing about? I say, it's okay. I'm just happy because I'm forgiven. I'm not going to hell. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, hold it. Let it go. Should I forgive everybody?
I forgive everybody, Jesus.
I let the past go.
I let the past go.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
3, 2, 1. The presence is coming on you now. There's actually hormonal and chemical reaction going in the brain right now. It's going to affect you. You're going to sleep so much better and wake up rested. Almost like a restless leg syndrome or something. Your legs are going to relax. You're going to wake up and say, wow, I feel really rested. Take the facial expression down. Sit at peace. That's peaceful, isn't it? It's a Holy Ghost Valium. Xanax. Move around. Check for the pain. Much better. Sit down again. Let's get all of it. We want all the gone. I'm stubborn. Relax. Drop your legs. You're off about 2 inches. In the name of Jesus, there it goes. Leg, drop them. Let me hold them. There you go. Leg grow out. Because if you hold them, you'll stop it from flowing. There's the anointing flowing up into your body right now. Okay, try that. My hugger, come on, my altar huggers, you guys, come here. You want the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
All righty. What you're going to do is you're going to lift your hands up like in surrender to God, and you're going to say, Lord, thank you for my salvation. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost. And then I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to put these back just a little bit. When I put hands on you, I'm going to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to begin to love God in syllables you've never used before. Don't listen to hear, because the speech part of the brain doesn't make these syllables, so the brain can't understand these syllables. Give me your hand, put your belly. Down here, the spirit is where it's going to come from. So just shut these things off. I've been praying in tongues for 38 years. I have no idea what I'm saying. I think 3 times it's going into a tongue for an interpretation. God interpreted, gave me directions, and it happened that day. I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. Say, thank you for my salvation. I ask you to come live inside me. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost. I want to be your temple. I want to walk with you. I want to know you. I command you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost right now. You pouring out of my hand. Just begin to love him in a language you've never spoken before. He's not going to move your lips. You've got to do it. It's by faith. When I pray for the sick. He doesn't come and control me. I just have to do it by faith. Keep going. Do it. Put the microphone up there. Do it. Louder.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You got the mic scared you. I got your glasses. It's all right.
I don't know what to say.
By faith, honey. Some people get a couple syllables. Your husband got up off the floor praying fluently. I didn't even pray for him, the Holy Ghost. We kicked out a devil and God jumped in. It's by faith. It's not something I can teach you like syllable by syllable. You just begin to get in his presence, put on some music as Christian with no words. Just begin to soak in his presence. Say, Lord, I yield to you. He'll hook you up. Okay? Bless you. Give her grace to put up with Brian, Lord. Amen. Where you go, man? For a snap, man. What's up with that? You know I got a mess with you, man. What's your name?
Mara.
Mara? Well, that's different. How old are you?
13.
13? One of my grandsons just turned 13. That's a crazy age. You know what comes next? Gray hair. No, I'm kidding. She's like, ah. What do you need the Lord to do, sissy?
So, it's nothing big. It's just, I was playing in a volleyball game, and I hurt my, I think it's like a tendon right here, my left foot. I don't know, it's just been
You just kind of twisted it when you was running or something?
I, like, dug for it, and, like, I landed on it, like.
Just act like I'm a coffee table. So how you been doing? Pretty good. Lord, this is one of your kids. I thank you, Holy Spirit. You'll notice you'll never see me ask God to heal anybody. That's a prayer of doubt, saying, I don't believe you've already done it. I'm asking you to do it now. So when Christ's back was whipped at the whipping post, his back became a portal, and the anointing of healing was released on the planet 2,000 plus years ago. So I just take what's available here on the earth, just like salvation. You don't have to say, if it's your will you save me? You know, we just lead them. And while I'm talking right now to you, the anointings leave my hand. It says, you should lay hands and recover. It doesn't even say pray. It just say lay hands. But I put the prayer together. Lord, heal this little young ankle. It's too young to be hurting. She needs to be able to run from all them boys trying to chase her. In the name of Jesus. That's a grandpa women kicking up out there. Get away from my grandkids. Try that.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
It doesn't hurt anymore?
It's a little bit right there.
Just a little bit right there?
Yeah.
Lord, take the little bit. Bless this little child. Try that, sissy. Come on. You're the next contestant. Oh, God's going to mess you up. What's your name, sir?
Noah.
Noah? Yeah. Oh, yo, yo, Noah. What's up? What do you need the Lord to do?
So about a year ago, I messed up my hip real bad. I had to do physical therapy for a while. And it got right. But then now my left side.
Probably where you was given place when that one was healing, you would use this one more, wasn't you? What's your pain level, 1 to 10?
I got some more.
What, let's start with there. 1 to 10, what is it?
Right now, I like a 4.
Okay, now what else you got?
I got really bad back pain.
Lower or upper?
All over my back.
All over?
It's I don't know what, if it's the bone, but it affects my muscles in my back, and it hurts to really move it.
says the power of the Lord is present to heal. And I'm only the donkey that he rides in on. Put your hands out like this, but don't touch. Fingers straight. Keep your eyes open. Never shut your eyes when people pray. If the disciples had shut their eyes, we would only have ear witnesses. Wouldn't that be terrible? I heard him scream out my eyes and they were healed. I don't know what happened. See that one just a little bit shorter? Don't try to do anything with it. You can see the thumb, the palm, see? Watch this. In the name of Jesus, all the upper vertebrae go into alignment. Muscles, ligaments, and tendons be healed. Arm grow out. Upper back be healed. Every paralytic spirit trying to get on this young man, go! In the name of Jesus. There's the power of God coming on you, buddy. I break that curse of witchcraft that was placed against you by those pagans in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Take a deep breath. Let it go. You feel the anointing, don't you? I'm glad I'm not the only one, man. This is the quietest I've ever seen. Butt back, give me the leg. Scoot your back. No, back. Yes. Okay, relax. See this heel? See how this is a little bit shorter? Now watch this. Now we're going to adjust your lower back. In the name of, oops. Now it's longer. I done messed you up, son. You're going to have to go to West Virginia and walk on the hills. Like there. Perfect. Look at me. You're not going to get crippled. You're not going to be paralyzed. God says, just relax. I've got a big plan ahead for you. And you're going to like it. Need to hear that, didn't you? Stand up and touch your toes. God gave you parents, and they're like, God gave you money. So, what's your name again?
Reese.
Oh, like the Reese's candy? Oh, I'm saying no to sugar right now. I love chocolate and peanut butter. It was good, wasn't it? What do you need the Lord to do for you, sis? Isn't that almost like crippled feet sometimes, ballet? Put your feet up here. Oh, I gotta get closer, you're too short. I'm dealing with kids, so you gotta be cool. I haven't been cool before you were born. Lord, as an older person, there's nothing worse than having feet that hurt. In the name of Jesus, so as a young person, did you ever feel like you just want to tell people about Jesus? Do you? You know you're called to preach? Because when I touched your feet, I heard these are going to be beautiful feet. I said, beautiful feet? He said, beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. You're going to have an acrobatic ballet anointing that people are going to get healed, just like when Catherine Kuhlman walked out on the stage. And you're going to dance and they're going to feel like, I've never seen nothing like this. And then you're going to walk into the mic and you're going to give people an opportunity to accept Christ. Is that okay with you? Do you feel that's God, a word from God? Lord, feet can be pretty, but if they hurt, they're no longer pretty. I release power evangelism anointing out of my body to this young lady in the name of Jesus. You shall see miracles. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Put your hands up. Come on, where's my altar huggers? Come on. Miracle anointings in this place because of his amazing grace. Let his spirit come and let us take a taste to see that the Lord is good. Obey him like we should. And follow his directions, his correction, his Holy Spirit in us, let it bless us. He came upon me like a dove, and it fit me like a glove. I want more and more and more, you see, because I believe I need it, Lord. Come and touch me, please, now I pray, oh, I pray, Holy One. Israel, touch me now, make all is well. I give you glory, I'll tell your story. Stand up, buddy. I set you aside for the glory of the Father. Hear the sound of heaven, son. It's summoning you to summons heaven. He said, pray that my kingdom come, not that my church go. Pray my kingdom come. And Jesus will bring heaven to earth at your very bidding. I put a prophetic tongue in your mouth. I set you to see in the things that others don't see. Guard him. Guard him. Whoever the parents are, guard this young man. Whew. He may seem different. He may seem like a little hyper, but that's just my glory already hid inside him. Funny because I already prophesied he'd hear. I had no idea.
Amen. Look at me, buddy. Don't be afraid.
It's only a miracle way. Learn to like his presence. Learn to hear his sound. Know that he hasn't left you, that he's always around. Spirit of infirmity and tormenting his inner ears, his equilibrium. The hammer, the anvil, the coccyx, the eardrum, you leave it alone. Holy Spirit, recreate. Come on, somebody. You're the Holy One of Israel. You're not just some fairy tale. You're the great I am, not the great I was. You're here today. We bless your name. Forgive us, Lord, when we ever complain. We'll wait on you and know you're fine. You feel his presence. He's looking for a generation of the young ones. If you lift up your hands and praise him, not be ashamed of his glory. Come on, that was your cue. Lift your hands and praise him. I gotta teach you, sorry. The prophetic song is to be heard and then obeyed. I'm looking for a people that'll hear and obey. I'm looking for a people that won't go astray. If you're watching online, come back, come back. I call you to come back. No more excuses, come back. Don't be afraid. I'm knocking at your door of your heart of obedience. I'm knocking. I'm looking for a people in this house to obey. This house shall be a miracle house, a filling house, a saving house, an amazing grace house. People will leave and never, never the same. Hear my voice and obey, says the Lord today. Worship me, spend time alone with me. Learn my ways, and I will teach you. Come closer, come closer, come closer. Come closer, says the Lord. I want more, 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 Lord. Please give us more. I want more, more, more. Give us more. I know there's more. I know there's more, because you're bigger, you are greater. Your love is greater than my sin. So there's more of you to explore. Let me taste of you and see your good. I want more. Huh? Did it just change?
It just changed back.
It just changed back? That's okay. That happens sometimes. You ready? It's all right, my bud.
Open.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
If it tries to start up again, you shake your finger and say, get out of there in Jesus' name. Grab your mama's hand, your daddy's hand, say, you command that thing to leave, because you got to learn authority over the unseen spirits. And you don't have to be afraid, because the Holy Spirit, the same size I got, that's with me, is with you. Great. very seldom I see a young person that I see the Holy Spirit is with. Hey, you gotta learn it. You gotta learn it. You gotta learn it. Come on, yeah. Come on, give the Lord praise. Have a seat, bro. What do you need, Brian?
Number one, more of God. Number two, I have a speech impediment.
Okay. Always?
Yes, my whole life.
Okay.
And my silence problem comes and goes. It's not giving me no problems today, though.
Ooh, that's good. At least you got a day off, right? Okay. Put your hands up. You loose his tongue in the name of Jesus. Foul, tormenting spirit, the same as you tried to torment Moses, I break your power. The curse of Egypt is broken. Let his tongue be loosed now. Go! In the name of Jesus. Assignment against sinuses, be broken now. Tongue be loosed. Go! Take a deep breath. Say, I forgive everybody.
I forgive everybody.
I let the past go.
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 I can talk better now.
I can talk better now.
Did you hear him pronounce it better? Say, Jesus.
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 Is. Lord.
Lord.
My tongue is free.
My tongue is free.
I'm talking better.
I'm talking better.
It's going to get better every day.
It's going to get better every day.
My wife won't be able to shut me up.
My wife won't be able to shut me up.
Hallelujah. It is better.
It is much better.
Do you think it is?
Yeah,
it sounded to me, yeah. And now you just begin to practice pronouncing your words because you've always spoke like that. Because, see, when we get deaf mutes, they've never heard themselves talk, and they'll be like, one, two. And then after 6 to 8 months and stuff, they'll begin to find their voice. I was in Turkey with the Underground Iranian Church, and a guy was, he could speak, but he was deaf in both his ears. I prayed for him, and God opened his ears. His little five-year-old son was with him. He could hear and speak, no problem. So the next night, the guy brought his wife, who was deaf and mute. She could not hear, she could not speak. So I prayed for her. I think her ears opened up like about 60%, which means they're gradually going to get better if they open that much. Well, I loosed her tongue, and I had her say Jesus, and her son sitting back there. She said Jesus and started counting. One, two, three. And her son got up and started clapping his hands and pointing to Jesus, giving Jesus thumbs up, man. And he was so excited. And he jumped in front of his mom in between me and her. He started signing to his mom because that's the only way he's ever talked to her. And started telling her, Mom, I could hear you talk. I could, you have a voice now, you can talk. And she starts crying because her son's crying. She turns to her husband and starts sign language. And I know a little bit, but not as fast as she was going. And I looked at him because he spoke English. And I said, what did she say? What did she say? And he goes, and the wife was crying. He goes, she wanted to know if her voice was pretty. And I went home and wrote a message. Is your voice pretty? Do people want to hear your voice? Does it sound good? Does it bring peace? Does it make the babe leap in the belly like Mary's voice did? And your voice is handsome, man. All right? Let me give the male hugger up here with the altar team. Come on. Bless it.
So I'd like to be prayer for me, Dr. Brian. We'll come down there. You talked earlier about how your insides on your outsides. Well, that's what I have going on. I have a bad hernia. I've gone to the doctor 3 times. And
come on.
I hope when I go this next month that we can set a testimony, it's gone. So.
Come on.
I usually transition to the offering of the goat because a lot of people okay. Think it takes so long. But
I'm
going to
stay standing.
Come on. Does it hurt?
From time to time.
Okay, does it now?
Not right now at the moment.
Okay. How big would you say it is? Show me by your hand.
See it. Right there.
Okay. Put your hand on it.
He's Italian.
People actually think that when I wear a pinstripe suit when I go to prison, they're like, the mafia preaches here. For years, I thought I was Irish and Cherokee. My mom said, you're Irish and Cherokee. So I'd go to the reservations. I'd tell these people. Finally, I did one of them, what do they call it? Ancestry.com. Came back. I am the whitest person you ever met. No Indian at all. All European and stuff. I'm like, my mama lied to me, man. So I had to call my Indian friend and say, hey. They said, we knew you wasn't no blue-eyed, blonde-haired Cherokee. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirits that cause hernias in the name of Jesus. I bind and break your power, and I command you, come out. I break the power of the blood vessels and capillaries that feed this. You will stop supplying blood and oxygen to this now. I curse this like Christ cursed the fig tree. You will dissolve and leave this body now. Put your hands up. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Do it one more time. Deep breath. Breathe in. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, check it out and see if there's any difference.
I wouldn't say there is, but...
Is it smaller? Is there any difference?
I think my faith's grown. My faith has grown, that's for sure.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying...
Yeah.
Don't tell me it grew, because that would be trouble.
No.
Is there any difference?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, either you can or can't. See, for you not to get healed is not to my failure. For you to get healed is not to my success. We curse it. They came back the next day, and the pastor said the tree was dead. So we're cursing this the same. You will leave this man. But a lot of times... We'll say you're 50% or sometimes 100%. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and break your power. So I forgive every person.
Forgive every person.
Who's ever hurt me or disrespected me.
Who's ever hurt me or disrespect me.
I forgive myself. I
forgive myself.
I let all the past go.
Let all the past go.
In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
I break the power. Your legal ground's gone now. In Jesus' name. Curse you. Dissolve now. Dissolve now. Dissolve now. Speak to this every day. Dissolve now. Put your hands up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Check it again.
It's going down.
It's going down. Come on, somebody. Praise God. I thought so when I said, but it's in your body, so you're going to be the one that knows more. Once it started, it's going to go, bro. Amen. And every day, you're just like, got to go. Hasta la vista, baby. Get out of here. I'm kicking you out. Anybody else you need prayer, sister? Anybody else?
Pastor.
Okay, you've been at the Jones Church?
Yes.
Thank you for your service. It takes a special, special person. My mom was a 50-year-plus children's church teacher. One time we had an evangelist in, and we said, Mom, I want you to be able to be in a service, so we're going to get you a couple teachers to go down and replace you. And the guy, she went in the prayer line, the guy goes, what do you do? She goes, children's church. He goes, I believe God's going to promote you. She said, well, it was so funny. She goes, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. There is no promotion out of children's church. That's the best place to be. He offended my mama. Dude, shut up. Stop. I was back there going, no. Don't say that to my mama. What do you need the Lord to do, sis?
I have a bone growth condition.
You have a what?
Bone growth. That's like a hereditary thing. And now it's affected the nerves, and I can't move my toes, my pinky toes.
You can't move your toes?
Yeah. Like, I used to be able to spread these out, but...
Now that you said that, I'm going to be going home like, can I move mine? It's a psychological thing now. You all will be doing that. What you? Can I move my dad? You're doing it right now. You just wanted your leg massage. That's what it was. Holy One of Israel, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus and the faith in that name, the name of Jesus. Lord, you get all the glory, all the credit. You want to use every believer's hands. You want everyone to have signs that follow them. Take any pain, any irritation. Let the nerves be undamaged. Bone platelets that aren't supposed to be there dissolve and leave this body. I suspend time in the name of Jesus, and I command these extra bone platelets to dissolve and leave this body. Miracle, power. Toes, work. Be connected. Don't pray. It's a hard thing to tell a woman. You tell a woman not to pray, they'll pray in their head. You tell a man, go to your nothing box, I'm already there. In Jesus' name. All the women laughed, but most men didn't. I looked at the crowd. And, well, yeah, I'm in my nothing box. What? The anointing means to rub or to smear. Right here, I feel that. You'll leave. You're going to begin to dissolve. The legs are going to be normal. And the toes are going to move. Wiggle these toes. You're moving them. And you couldn't. Oh, come on. We got a toe wiggling thing going on up in here. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Creative ideals. Up and above that no other churches have for children's church. Ways to reach the children. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus and the Father to them supernaturally. Let a younger generation rise up younger than we've had before. Because we know, Lord, the time is short. In the name of Jesus, bless her. You know, there's an old, I don't know if I want to use the word adage or whatever, but there's that old saying, like the check's in the mail. There's literally financial advancement coming to you. Heaven has already said it's to be released. You believing for something? The check's in the mail. I think that's spiritual more than it is physical, but it has to do with financial stuff. And when it comes, make sure they see the tithe off of it, okay? Come tithe and worship with me. Hey, kiddo. What do you need the Lord to do? First of all, what's your name?
Sydney.
Sydney, what do you need the Lord to do?
I hurt my shoulder back in like April. And
how far can you raise your arm before it hurts?
Right now it doesn't hurt. It's kind of like right there. It's kind of off and on. Like right, it hasn't.
So right there, it flexors taut.
It just
tight. I had a guy come my prayer like, Brian, when I do this, it hurts. I said, don't do that.
It's kind of off and on.
Can right. I have your wrist? Can I touch your shoulder and forearm?
Yes.
You ready? You don't even need a coupon for this, isn't that right? You don't have to perform. You don't have to carry other people's load so they'll accept you. Going to wear you out. You're just wonderful the way you are. He chose you. You don't have to try to please him. Just because you believe in him, he loves you. No performance required. You are a really, really good person. I hear the Spirit say, the devil's a liar. I take this ungodly yoke off of you, this yoke of performance for acceptance, and I break the power of rejection off of your life. In Jesus' name, that heavy yoke that's even put your body out of alignment.
Thank you.
before.
Guess what? You don't get a bill in the mail.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, hug King. Come on, give this lady a hug. Hug it. Group hug. You can do group hug.
Didn't I tell you there's a prize inside? He's way more than you get when you look at him.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, I send this anointing of the Spirit of God. According to Psalms 107:20, he sent his word to heal. I send the anointing to your grandchild, Margaret, in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing in this prayer cloth as it's placed in the diaper or the pillow or in the bed with this baby. When it touches, disease shall leave, spirits tormenting must go, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Anybody else watching, I command all arthritis, bursitis, fibromyalgia to leave right now. Every cursed spell or incantation of witchcraft, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Any pagans that's been assigned to this church, I break the power of the Spirit that's working through you, and I call you to repentance in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm not sure what that means.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise. We want to bless Dr. Brian Adams this evening. So I'm going to just invite you to, before you leave, stop by the buckets. Show God how much you appreciate this man. And he'll be back. He'll be back. I'm going to pray a prayer of dismissal, and then you can bring your offering before you leave. Father, I thank you so much for your love. I thank you, Lord, for the demonstration of your power here. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. You deserve, and only you deserve, all the honor. I ask you to dismiss us with your peace and with safety and with protection. In Jesus' name, amen.